Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Welcome, everyone, to the penultimate episode of the First Pitch Podcast for the 2022 Major League Baseball season. That's right, I went literary on you, folks. I'm your host, Daniel Port. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on Wednesday to go over Tuesday's Major League Baseball action. We had Aaron Judge making history, hitting his 60-second home run. We had about three or four doubleheaders. It was just a ton of stuff. So let's not waste any time getting into things here with the Major League injury news and notes for the day. To kick things off, the Atlanta Braves reported that Spencer Strider had no issues while throwing on flat ground on Tuesday as he's coming back from an oblique injury. The Cincinnati Reds removed Luis Sessa from his start yesterday against the Cubs with a knee injury, and TJ Friedel went on the 10-day injury list with a nondisclosed injury. For the Astros, Jeremy Peña had x-rays on his knee. They came back negative after fouling a pitch off of his knee during yesterday's game, and he won't play today against the Phillies. For the Kansas City Royals, Salvador Perez was not in yesterday's lineup against the Guardians due to a thumb injury. He is currently listed as day-to-day. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, according to manager Dave Roberts, Blake Treinen is scheduled to throw to batters on Wednesday. Dustin May is scheduled to throw against hitters as well today. And Chris Taylor was not in the lineup for yesterday's game against the Rockies. He's dealing with a neck injury and is currently listed as day-to-day. For the Miami Marlins, Miguel Rojas is listed as day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. And jumping over to the Twins, Jose Miranda was diagnosed with a lip/mouth contusion after being hit by a pitch Tuesday against the White Sox. Moving over to the New York Yankees, Gleyber Torres is listed as day-to-day. He has an illness and was not in the lineup for Game 2 of yesterday's doubleheader against the Rangers. For the San Francisco Giants, Carlos Rodon went on the 15-day injured list. Apparently, Rodon was feeling under the weather yesterday and therefore was placed on the 15-day injured list. For the Seattle Mariners, Jesse Winker is listed as day-to-day. He has a neck injury and was not in the lineup for Game 2 of the Mariners' doubleheader against the Tigers. And Sam Haggerty was placed on the 10-day injured list yesterday with a groin injury, and he is not expected to be available to return during the Mariners' upcoming postseason run. For the St. Louis Cardinals, Ryan Helsley was removed from yesterday's game against the Pirates as a precaution with a jammed right middle finger. Tyler O'Neill hasn't made enough progress to be considered for the Cardinals' wild card roster. And Nolan Arenado is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. He was out of yesterday's lineup against the Pirates. For the Tampa Bay Rays, Colin Poche is day-to-day. He suffered a strained right oblique during yesterday's game against the Red Sox and will miss the rest of the season. David Peralta is also listed day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. No word on his timetable. And Francisco Mejia went on the paternity list as well. Finally, for the Washington Nationals, Victor Robles is day-to-day. He was removed from Game 1 of Tuesday's doubleheader against the Mets with right calf tightness. CJ Abrams is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. Nelson Cruz continues to be day-to-day with an eye injury. He was not in the lineup for Game 2 of Tuesday's doubleheader against the Mets. And Steven Strasburg, we got an interesting update on him with his rib injury. His status for 2023 is still listed as a mystery, according to general manager Mike Rousseau. So, jumping into the baseball action, because as I mentioned, we had a ton of doubleheaders, lots and lots of games yesterday. We'll start with the Yankees against the Rangers. In Game 1 of that doubleheader, the Rangers came out on top 3-2. For the Yankees, Aaron Judge made American League history, hitting his 62nd home run right there in the first inning. And he ended up going 1-for-2 on the day with a run, an RBI, and a strikeout. Giancarlo Stanton also hit his 31st home run, going 1-for-3 in this game with a walk as well. Over on the Rangers side of things, Adolis Garcia went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Leodis Tavares went 1-for-3 with a run and two RBIs and his fifth home run on the season. Pitching for the Yankees in this one was Gerrit Cole. He went 6 innings pitched, giving up 3 runs, only 2 of them earned, with 9 strikeouts. He had given 6 hits in this game. While on the Rangers side of things, they had a bit of a bullpen game going on. Kobe Allard was credited with the win, going 4 innings pitched, following up on the opener to go along with 2 strikeouts, a walk, and just 1 earned run, giving up 2 runs overall. The Yankees did prevail in the second game of that doubleheader, though, winning 5-4 over the Rangers. Talking Yankees hitters, we have Oswaldo Cabrera hitting his 6th home run on the season, as well as Oswald Peraza hitting his first career home run. Congratulations, Oswald. Going 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and RBI as well. And Kyle Higashioka hitting his 10th home run on the season to go with a walk as well. For the Rangers hitters, Adolis Garcia continued his hot day, going 1-for-3 with his 27th home run on the season, scoring 2 runs and 2 RBIs on the day. And Josh Jung went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs in this one. Pitching for the Yankees was Jameson Taillon. He went 6 innings pitched, giving up 4 earned runs, walking 2 hitters, giving up 7 hits, and striking out 5. For the Rangers, John Gray had a quality start, going 6 innings pitched, giving up 3 earned runs, just 4 hits on the day, walking no one, and striking out 3. Now jumping over to our other doubleheader of the day, the Nationals and the Mets went toe-to-toe for 2 games here. In the first one, the Mets prevailed 4-2 over the Nationals. For the Nationals hitters, though, Riley Adams went 1-for-3 with his 5th home run on the season and 2 RBIs. On the Mets side of hitting, though, Brandon Nimmo had himself a heck of a day across these 2 games here, going 3-for-5 in this one with a double and his 15th home run on the season. He had 3 RBIs in this game, all to go with a run scored as well. Pitching for the Nationals was Corey Abbott. He threw 4 innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. He walked 4 hitters and struck out 6. On the Mets side of things, Carlos Carrasco went 4 innings pitched as well, giving up 5 hits, only 2 earned runs though, and walked a hitter, struck out 3. Moving on to the second game of this doubleheader, the Mets won this one as well, 8-0. Brandon Nimmo continued swinging a hot bat, going 3-for-3 with another double. That's his 30th on the season and his 16th home run as well, giving him another 3 RBIs on the day to go with a run scored. Francisco Lindor also hit his 26th home run of the season, going 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI. And Jeff McNeil hit his 9th home run of the season, going 1-for-5 with a run and an RBI. Pitching for the Nationals in this one is Paolo Espino. He didn't even make it out of the first inning. He threw just 0.1 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, and didn't strike out anyone. He gave up 3 home runs in that time period. Just a really rough outing to end the season for Paolo Espino. For the Mets, Taijuan Walker went 4.1 innings pitched, giving up 4 hits, no earned runs. He didn't walk in. He struck out 10 hitters through just 81 pitches to get through that start. Jumping over to the Royals versus the Guardians won this one 5-3. There wasn't really, despite scoring 3 runs, any Royals hitting performances of note. But for the Guardians, Ahmed Rosario went 3-for-4 with a run scored. He stole his 18th base on the season. Jose Ramirez went 1-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. That's his 43rd double on the season. And Owen Miller went 1-for-4 with his 6th home run of the season with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Pitching for the Royals, this one I said, to stack hitters against Daniel Lynch, and I was right. He went 4.2 innings pitch, giving up 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and giving up a home run. For the Guardians, I also said Cal Quantrill should do pretty good in this one, and he sure did. Going 5 innings pitched, giving up just 1 earned run, 4 hits. He didn't walk anyone. He struck out 4. When Quantrill pitches at home, he is lights out. Moving on to another doubleheader, the Tigers and the Mariners took the field for 2 back-to-back games. The Mariners won game 1, 7-6. For Tigers hitters that stood out in that game, Riley Green went 1-for-4 with his 18th double in the season and 2 RBIs. Spencer Torkelson had himself a nice day, going 2-for-4 in this one with his 7th home run on the season, 2 runs, and 2 RBIs. Victor Reyes went 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, a double, and his 3rd home run on the season. On the Mariners side of things, Mitch Haniger went 2-for-4 with his 10th home run in the season, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and a walk. And Kurt Casale went 2-for-4 as well with his 5th home run on the season and a run and an RBI. Pitching for the Tigers in this one was Eduardo Rodriguez. He went 6 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 1 hitter, and struck out 7. On the Mariners side of things, Chris Flexen went 4 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. In game two, the Mariners prevailed as well, winning 9-6. Spencer Torkelson continued to hit well for the Tigers in game two, going 3-for-5 with his 8th home run on the season, getting an RBI and 2 runs scored. For the Mariners, Cal Raleigh hit his 27th home run on the season, going 3-for-5 with a run and an RBI. And Abraham Toro hit his 10th home run on the season, going 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs. In terms of pitching in this one, the Tigers actually used a bullpen game, so no pitcher really stood out. But on the Mariners side of things, Justice Sheffield went 5 innings pitched, giving up 5 earned runs, 7 hits total, with 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a home run given up. Jumping over to the Cardinals versus the Pirates, the Cardinals were the victors in this one, 8-7. For the Cardinals, Brandon Donovan went 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. Corey Dickerson came in and pinch hit for Paul Goldschmidt, going 2-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Albert Pujols went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs as well. On the Pirates side of things, O'Neill Cruz went 3-for-6 with a run scored. Brian Reynolds went 2-for-4 with his 19th double in the season and a run scored and 2 walks. Rodolfo Castro went 2-for-5 with a run and an RBI. And Miguel Andujar, who settled in nicely in Pittsburgh, went 1-for-5 with a double, 2 RBIs and a run scored. And Jake Suwinski went 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI and a walk. For the Cardinals pitching-wise, Dakota Hudson went 2.2 innings pitched, giving up 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout over a shortened start. For the Pirates, JT Brubaker went 2.2 innings pitched, giving up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Now jumping over from one high-scoring game to a pretty low-scoring one, the Braves beat the Marlins 2-1. For the Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr. went 1-for-3 with an RBI, 2 walks, and his 29th stolen base on the season, while Willem Contreras went 2-for-5 with an RBI as well. On the Marlins side of things, John Birdie went 1-for-4 with his 17th double on the season and his 41st stolen base of the season, while Jesus Sanchez went 1-for-2 with his 13th home run on the season and a walk to go along with that. For the Braves pitching-wise, Jake Odorizzi went 5 innings pitched, giving up 1 earned run, only 2 hits, 1 walk, striking out 7, giving up a home run. For the Marlins, Braxton Garrett went 4.2 innings pitched, giving up just 2 earned runs with 6 hits, 5 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Jumping over to the Cubs versus the Reds won this one 3-2. Wilson Contreras this time went 2-for-3 with his 22nd home run, a run, an RBI, and a walk. Nico Hoerner went 1-for-4 with his 10th home run on the season, a run and RBI of his own. On the Reds side of things, Chucky Robinson went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and his 2nd home run of the season. Pitching for the Cubs in this one, Javier Assad went 5.1 innings pitched, giving up 4 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. On the Reds side of things, Luis Sessa went 5 innings pitched before being removed with a knee injury. He got 1 earned run on just 1 hit with 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, and a home run given up. Jumping back over to the AL East, the Red Sox bested the Rays 6-0. The Rays managed just 2 hits in this game, and it was called due to rain after 5 innings. For the Red Sox, Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-3 with a Grand Slam home run, giving him a run and 4 RBIs on the day. That was his 15th home run on the season. Pitching for the Rays in this one, Jeffrey Springs went 3 innings pitched, giving up just 2 hits with an earned run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. For the Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi went 5 innings pitched, giving up just 2 hits, no earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Now, the Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 3-0. For the Brewers, Luis Urias went 3-for-4 with a run scored, 2 RBIs, and a home run. He had a double as well. That was his 16th home run on the season and his 17th double. Garrett Mitchell went 2-for-4 with his 2nd home run of the season, giving him a run and RBI to go along with that. For the Diamondbacks, Zach Gallen threw 5 innings pitched, had 3 earned runs, gave up 5 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts while giving up 2 home runs, not exactly padding his Cy Young resume in that one. And Eric Lauer went 6 innings pitched with no earned runs, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts. The Astros pummeled the Phillies 10-0. The Phillies had just 3 hits on the day, and Jose Altuve led things off for the Astros, going 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. Jose Pena, before he left the game, homered in this one, going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. That was his 22nd home run of the season. And Yordan Alvarez went 3-for-5 with 3 doubles and 2 runs scored, while Kyle Tucker went 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs and his 30th home run on the season. Pitching for the Phillies, this one's Ranger Suarez, who went 3 innings pitched, giving up 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts, while giving up 3 home runs. pitching for the Astros, and the one was Justin Verlander, who did add to his Cy Young resume for the season, going five innings pitched, giving up no earned runs, walking just one, and striking out 10 hitters. And jumping over to the AL Central, the Twins and the White Sox went head-to-head, with the White Sox prevailing 8-3. For the Twins, Jermaine Palacios was one of the lone bright spots in this one, going 1-for-3 with his first career home run. Congratulations, Jermaine. To go along with a run and an RBI. For the White Sox, Elvis Andrus continued his resurgence with that team, going 2-for-4 with his 17th home run on the season and his 18th stolen base. He had 2 runs scored and 3 RBIs. Gavin Sheets was good in this one as well, going 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Pitching for the Twins, this one was Josh Winder, going 2.1 innings pitched with 4 earned runs, giving up 5 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. While Lucas Giolito went for the White Sox, 7 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Now, moving to the West Coast, the Angels took on the Athletics, losing in this one with the Athletics prevailing 2-1. For the Angels, Matt Duffy went 2-for-4 with an RBI. And on the Athletics side, I think Sean Murphy went 3-for-5, while Seth Brown went 1-for-3 with an RBI and 2 walks. Pitching for the Angels in this one is Michael Lorenzen, going 6 innings pitched, giving up 0 earned runs. He walked 3 hitters, struck out 7 while giving up 3 hits. For the Athletics, Cole Irving went 6 innings pitched with 4 hits given up, no earned runs as well. He didn't walk anyone, he struck out 5. Sticking around on the West Coast, but over in the National League, the Padres and the Giants went head-to-head, and the Padres came out on top of this one 6-2. For the Padres, Will Myers went 2-for-5 with his 7th home run in the season to go along with 1 run and 2 RBIs. And Haesung Kim went 2-for-4 with a double, 1 run scored, and 2 RBIs as well. For the Giants, pitching-wise, Alex Cobb went 5 innings pitched, giving up 7 hits, 1 earned run. He didn't walk anyone, struck out 7. And for the Padres, Sean Manaea went 6 innings pitched with 1 hit given up, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts on his side of things. The Rockies surprisingly beat the Dodgers for the second day in a row, winning 6-2. For the Rockies, Randal Grichuk went 1-for-5 with his 19th home run on the season and 2 RBIs. Sean Bouchard hit his 3rd career home run, going 1-for-5 with a run and an RBI. And Brandon Rodgers hit his 13th home run of the season, going 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI as well. And for the Dodgers, Joey Gallo hit his 19th home run on the season, going 1-for-2. With a run and an RBI. And Cody Bellinger went 1-for-3 with an RBI, amongst rumors that he is trying to slow down his bat a bit to improve his hitting. Pitching-wise for the Rockies, Ryan Feltner went 6 innings pitched with 2 earned runs given up, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. While for the Dodgers, Julio Urias went 5 innings pitched, giving up 2 earned runs, giving up 4 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. So that's all of the action from yesterday's games. Like I said, there's a ton of stuff going on, and it's easy to get caught up just in Aaron Judge's greatness this season or some of the other things going on, but there is just a ton of baseball. So before we jump into what we're looking forward to in today's action, the last day of the season, let's take a quick break.
Hey, Alex Fast here, and thanks for listening to this podcast on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. If you're a fan, consider supporting all of us by getting a PL Plus subscription, where you're going to get an ad-free website and get access to our Discord, where you can talk to all of our podcast hosts and staff. Plus, you can hang out with our incredible Pitcher List community. It's basically a baseball sanctuary year-round for as low as $8 a month. You can sign up at pitcherlist.com/plus, and you're going to get your first month free with promo code podcast. Also, don't forget to check out everything else we do as well, from YouTube videos, live streams, newsletters, off-season articles, TikToks, breakdowns, over 15 baseball podcasts on our network. We can't stop talking about baseball even during the off-season. So sign up for PL Plus today at pitcherlist.com/plus and use promo code podcast to get your first month free. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's check in now with our good friend Mark Paquette one last time here for today's weather.
Thank you very much. This final day of the Major League Baseball season should be much better shaped than in the last couple days. This slow, upper-level, low-pressure system sitting right off the east coast of the U.S. is going to meander off to the east and allow everyone to play with no issues with rain. And that's a good thing, since all games start at 4 p.m. Eastern, or a few minutes after that. And weather will be good everywhere. And that's a great thing to end a great Major League Baseball season. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you, well, next year. Thanks. Bye.
So let's talk about today's action. It is the last day of the season. I just want to take a second and say thank you so much for spending the season with us here at Pitcher List and with us on the First Pitch podcast. Thank you so much to Scott Chu and Chad Young for allowing me to join them and work with them on this great podcast. And thank you for listening to us and listening to me gab about baseball. With that being said, there is some really fun stuff going on here on the last day of the season. Shohei Ohtani is making a final big push, not just for the Cy Young, but for the MVP as well, as he's trying to chase down Aaron Judge, making history. He's going against the Athletics. He's going to need to make one heck of a start to really make a case, but it should be fun to watch him try. Framber Valdez is also trying to pad his Cy Young resume here as he takes on the Phillies. And we'll get Clayton Kershaw trying to get the Dodgers to 111 wins. And we'll also get a chance to see if he plays, can Aaron Judge add to his AL record home run total today as well. In terms of any pitchers I'm looking to stream, if you're playing DFS or anything today, I like Adrian Sampson against the Reds. He's been really good this season and the Reds have been very bad. That's a nice matchup for him. I also like Aaron Civale going up against the Royals. He's actually been really good lately in his past few starts since coming back from injury. And the Royals have not, well, been good this season. So it should be a pretty good matchup there for Civale. In terms of hitters I'm looking to stream, I'll take any Guardians hitters again today against Jonathan Hazley of the Royals. I'll take any Mets against Eric Fetty, especially Brandon Nimmo or maybe Francisco Lindor if you're doing DFS. And any Mariners I can get against Tyler Alexander of the Tigers. And actually, on the other side of that, any Tigers I can get against Marco Gonzalez of the Mariners. So those are some hitters I would also be streaming. But that's our podcast today. All I got to talk about here today. And just one last time, I want to take this chance to say thank you so much, everyone, for listening. You are what make Pitcher List great. And you push us to be better. You push us to put out the best baseball content on the planet. And you're what make us great here at the First Pitch Podcast. So thank you so much. We'll have one final episode coming out tomorrow to recap all of today's action. But again, allow me to say thank you. Enjoy today's baseball. Enjoy your Wednesday. Enjoy the playoffs. And we'll see you next season.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.